Win this autographed book. I'll tell you how in 30 seconds. Welcome to the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast. My name is Don Bishop, and I write as T.S. Pedramon. Now, I told you I was going to tell you how to win this autographed book, so I will do that now. It's really simple. Here's how you win it. You go into my Discord server, and there will be a link in the description on YouTube, or if you're listening to this audio in your podcast app, look in the show notes. And there will be a link to my Discord server. You find the channel called Question of the Week, and you answer the question of the week, and you guess this number between 1 and 1,000. I'm writing it down right now. All right, so you guess that number, and the closest guess wins, because I'm guaranteeing somebody will win. You know, it doesn't have to be exactly this number. Whoever's closest wins. And that's it. You're entered. You answer the question of the week, and you guess a number between 1 and 1,000, and you're entered. The closest guess wins. But wait, before you stop listening or whatever, let me tell you how to add book 2, because this is in a series. That's book 1. Book 2, I don't have a paperback with me, but it'll be the paperback, unless you're one of my... Kofi backers, but yeah. So if you want to add book 2, I'll tell you how to do that later on in this episode. Again, anyone in the U.S. is eligible. If you already have my books, then, you know, great. You know, win them again and gift them to a friend. And if you look at my view numbers, it's not an astronomically high number. So if you enter, you've got a real shot at winning the prize. Yeah, so stick around, and I'll tell you later in this episode how to add book 2 to your winnings. Now, here we are. It's a new year. It is 2025. I'm recording this on the same day I release it. I'm going to make sure that I don't have a lot of editing to do. It's going to be one take, and I mean, it's not that I could go back and re-record whole episodes, but sometimes I'll re-record an intro. Anyway, it's going to be very simple editing, so I'm going to push it out pretty quick this morning. And it is January 2nd, and that means it's time to talk about resolutions. Oh, by the way, if you do go answer the question of the week, I'm not asking you about your New Year's resolutions. I think that could be a great question, but it just seemed kind of cliche, so I'm asking something else. And... so goals, resolutions, New Year's resolutions, SMART goal is, I'm a fan of SMART goals, and if you're not familiar with that, SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, and it's important to consider these factors. You might have heard that if you don't write it down, it's not a goal, it's just a wish. If you don't specify what the goal is, and you don't specify how to what it means to achieve it, you'll never be able to say yes, I accomplished that goal if it's not clear, if it's not specific and measurable. So let's say last year I said I want to publish a book. Well, publishing, that's pretty measurable. Like I published. I have the book. I can hold it in my hands. Or even if I didn't publish it in print, it's there in the Amazon, in the Kindle store. Like it's out there for people to grab. So definable is another way you could say, specific and measurable. Achievable, you do want to make sure it's something that you have the power to do. Otherwise, it's, I don't know. Have you ever worked for, You ever worked in a place, or have you attended a class where they set a goal that they know is unattainable and it seems kind of pointless? Now, sometimes unattainable goals, so-called goals, can be helpful because they can highlight what you would really wish you could do, or they can be expressive. Like in Marine Corps boot camp, they tell you to go catch that airplane that just took off. Obviously, you're not going to catch it. The drill instructor doesn't expect you to catch it. He just wants you to run as fast as you can. So, but it's not really a goal. Like, he's going to sit there and, oh, well, you made 75% of that goal. No. Anyway, so SMART goals, time bound. I don't think all goals necessarily need to be time bound, but they're certainly more potent when they are. If you say, I want to run a marathon, that's specific, that's measurable. I want to run 26.2 miles in one go. Do I allow myself any walking? Sure, I'll allow a little bit of walking. But I want to carry myself on foot from one place to another, and in the meantime have traversed 26.2 miles, all in one go, all in one day. You can define it like that. Time bound, I guess there are two different things you can mean by time bound. I want to do it in under 4 hours, which you got to be a real athlete to do that. And I know there are people who get around 3 hours, and that's incredible. But so I'm not talking about like finishing times. I'm talking about when the time frame for accomplishing that. If you want to run a marathon, I want to do it this year. That was something I did in 2020. I ran an ultra marathon. I did a 50K. And that was a specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, I'll explain that, and time-bound goal. And it was something that I did, and I put it under my belt. It was relevant because I'm a U.S. Marine. I don't look like it right now with this beard. That's because I'm in the reserves, and I only have to shave when I'm on the clock, as it were, when I'm going to wear a uniform. And the beard I consider as part of my author uniform. So when I go and work for the Marine Corps, the beard goes, get a nice crisp haircut. I'm getting off topic. I'll stop that. So you want to have SMART goals. So running a marathon was relevant. I didn't have to do it. I wanted to, but fitness is relevant to a US Marine. So what is relevant to me? What is relevant to you? And I'm just talking broadly about goals right now. Different things to consider are your health. That could include your sleep. I think that should include your sleep. Maybe your goal is to continue doing what you're doing because you get a great night's sleep every night. Great. I envy you. I didn't sleep well last night, and I woke up at about 4:15, not because I had to, but because my body thought I wanted to wake up at 4:15. So I've had some trouble with sleep. That's a challenge that I've been facing. So sleep might be relevant to you. Diet is something relevant to health, exercise, and relaxation. And if you're not paying attention to your health, I would encourage you to do so. If you're in your 20s, maybe you don't feel the need. That's great. Start paying attention to before you feel the need, I would recommend. Some other areas of your life that you might want to think about goals for are family, career, and hobbies. And I'll let you figure out what you want to set as far as your goals. I'm not going to ask those, but for me as an author, health is important. It's definitely important. And I've actually been getting sick again and again, and it's been really annoying. And so I've been paying more attention to my health in the past months. to try to have better health. But again, so yeah, me as an author, what are my goals as an author? Like going, stripping things away and getting down to the base of it all. I want to connect with other people, and writing is one way to connect with other people. And I hope to make a living off of this. And so that basically two things there, sustainability and connection. Connection, because that's the whole point of writing. If there weren't any connection, then writing would just be technical manuals and spreadsheets. But it's more than that, isn't it? Now, sustainability, I'm talking about financial sustainability. I hope to make a living with this. So that means that brings into play a whole lot of other factors that I need to consider when I'm setting my goals. And I'm not going to get deep into my, spelling out my SMART goals for the year here on this podcast. I haven't figured them all out yet. What about last? Let's look back to last year. Last year's success. I had a successful Kickstarter campaign at the start of the year. I followed that up by publishing my first book, and I have a hardcover right here. So there's book one in the Nightshade Unicorn saga. It's called Forerunner. And I, leaning outside of writing and publishing, I made it through a year in the United States Marine Corps Reserve after leaving active duty. We had our old house that, going back a couple of years, we had to move across the coast. We let it out. We had tenants smoke in it, and that was a whole big thing. Anyway, we finally wound up selling that house a few months ago. So that was something that was a huge accomplishment for me, because it frees me up so much. That house had become such a drain on my time that it was making a lot of things difficult. It delayed book two, publishing of book two. It delayed it because I kept having to pay attention to that house, and I had to fix some things at the house before selling it. So that was good. Now, in connection with the Kickstarter campaign, I also created some bookmarks, which you can see in the video if you're watching this on YouTube. I have 5 bookmark designs. And that was, again, that was promised to Kickstarter backers. I got way behind with Kickstarter fulfillment. Again, partly because of that house and partly because I got distracted with marketing of book one. And that was really important for me, to be honest. Maybe business-wise, it wasn't the best thing because I need more content out there. I need more books. I'm not going to make a living off of one book. Very, very few authors manage to do that. So once I had one book out, I needed to get it out there and not just make it available to the world, because if the world doesn't know about it, then there's no point in it being available. So I did signing events, and again, my old house dragged me down. I meant to get around to advertising. I'm just now starting to play with Amazon ads and Facebook ads. And you know, marketing is one thing that I'm going to be looking at this year for sure. And then I did follow through and I published book two. I haven't started writing book three yet. Again, like there's been a lot of things going on. I've had problems with my health. That's definitely slowed me down a lot. So my Kickstarter campaign is, you know, I ran it January 1 through 31 of last year, and here we are January of this year, and I'm still not complete with fulfillment. And I feel really bad to that for my backers. I finally sent out the bookmarks like last week. and I still owe page overlays. And that's something that authors will do sometimes. And I can show you some examples here. Because this took a lot of work. And it's basically a scene from the book printed on vellum. And I promised 5 of these page overlays, and you can see through it and see the text on the page behind it, which is kind of neat. And anyway, so I promised 5 of these overlays, and I need to create 2 more designs. I have 3 of them now, and that's what I've been working on in this past week, is getting these page overlays done and get that out the door. Once I ship those, then all I will owe to my Kickstarter backers from last year's campaign is a song, literally a song. There is a song, and you can find the text in book 1 of Nightshade Unicorn. It's called In the Cool Shade of the Mount. And before I published the book, I had a tune, just a very simple tune, kind of a skeleton for that song. And I need to flesh it out and record it, because that's what I promised. And that's what I'm going to do. After I send out my page overlays, that's going to be the thing that I'm doing until it's done. So that will definitely happen this month. And so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get into the goals yet. I'm talking about successes and limitations of how things happened last year. So I did signing events. I don't know how many I've done. I went to the libraries in my local system that let me set up a table and do a little signing event there. And I did it at the 9 branches where it made sense to. There's a couple of other locations. They're not like real library branches. There's one that's kind of a thingy workshop. I'm really not explaining it well. Like they have a 3D printer. They have 3D printers. They have sound booths. There's people aren't going there to check out books. So I didn't go there. I didn't do a signing event there. I went to a fair and set up a booth. I participated in a local writing group where they set up a booth at a local fair. I was there for that. I didn't have to run the booth, but I sold a couple of books and I was there to sign. And yeah, so segueing into this coming year, challenge that I face as I look at the goals of sustainability and connection. Connection, that's limited by lack of content, right? I don't have many books out yet. I have 2 titles published. And of those that are published, I'm not out there on social media as much as I would like to be, as much as I intend to be. To be there for people to engage with me, as they might desire. So there's lack of content. So I mean, that's a problem. Solution, I need to write. I need to, there are costs involved. That's another challenge. I hired a cover designer to create these covers, that you can see behind me in the video. I think she did a great job, and I want to hire her for the next book, and that's going to cost money. It's money that I have at the moment, but we're spending through our savings pretty quickly. And so sustainability is a challenge for me to overcome. Time availability. Time is a huge concern. I have kids, and The next thing I have right here on my screen in front of me is lack of organization. I am not organized. I am not going to show you the rest of the room, but it's a mess. I have been in a hurry. I've been chasing deadlines all year, last year, and that means as soon as I like get to a point where I can grab the product, if you will, that I'm trying to reach, I set the project aside without putting things away properly. And that's my own fault, and that's kind of how my brain works. Like I'm done with that for the moment, and I just drop it, and then it gets in my way later. So lack of organization, lack of time. We are still. Sorry, I'm going to stop complaining. It's that I'm verging on complaining. I'm going to stop. We have challenges, and life is full of challenges. So in order to get around these, I'm going to, first and foremost, I'm going to finish my Kickstarter campaign. I'm really close now. I am on the home stretch. It's just two more page overlay designs, then I have to print them out. It's tedious printing them, by the way. My printer doesn't, I'm printing them at home. I thought I was going to have to order them, but I am able to print them at home, but it's tedious. My printer doesn't recognize vellum because it can see through it, and I guess it decides that there is no page loaded. And it doesn't print. So I have to, when I want to print on vellum, I have to tape the page of vellum onto a regular sheet of printer paper, and then I can print it. It's very tedious because I have to do that with every sheet. But yeah, I'm in the home stretch. I'm so glad that I'm finishing up this Kickstarter campaign. I've learned some things. I do intend to run Kickstarter campaigns in the future. I would like to run the one for book three and for book four. So I'm gonna start. I'm kind of spitballing ideas now, although it's not really spitballing. I'm gonna talk through things. Again, I have not set SMART goals yet. I intend to. I haven't yet. Except for the Kickstarter campaign. I will finish that by the end of January. And hopefully, let's say by the 15th. But I've never recorded a song before like that. And so I'm not sure how long that'll take. But that will be like my day job after I finish the page overlays, which will be done in the next day or two. Where was I? I'm looking at my list in front of me and I'm skipping around. Things I'm going to do this year after I finish the Kickstarter campaign. I'm going to get organized. I'm tidying up my office. I'm sorting things out around the house, around car repairs. We're planning a garden. And you need to start early. Like, if I don't know if you've ever gardened before, because I don't know who you are. I'm not, obviously. Haha. Anyway, so I've done some gardening, not a lot. But it's time to get started, especially because I want to grow some grapes from seed, and they need to be overwintering. Apparently, grape seeds sprout better if you put them in the fridge for a few months first. And anyway, so I need to figure out my overwintering strategy and get that rolling right away. And I need to plan where we're going to plant this or that in the garden. I need to organize so many things, not just in this room, but yeah. Organization is going to be a big thing for me this year. I'm setting boundaries as well. So with the podcast, I kind of got overwhelmed because I'm not organized. And so this year, I set up a Calendly for my podcast guests. And I've talked to a lot of people about coming on the podcast, and then I haven't been able to keep up with my queue. And so I grabbed, chronologically those to whom I had spoken first, or for various reasons, I need to have them on sooner. I grabbed the top several of those, and I sent them my Calendly link, encouraged them to sign up. And I only opened up the first 6 weeks of the year. And I'm going to open it up to more of those people and open up more of those weeks. But I'm going to, I have them, I have times for them to sign up for. Whereas up until now, it's been like, oh, okay, yeah, let's record sometime. How about this time? Does that work for you? And it's just been a lot of back and forth. In some cases it's been easy, but so I'm trying to streamline things for myself, setting a little bit of boundaries. I have, you know, I gave them four times to sign up throughout the week. And when two times get taken up, the rest of the week disappears. So that I can pace myself better. So I really hope to stay consistent with the podcast this year, because that has to do with engagement, right? And engaging with other people. I just realized I had this really serious bored face, and I'm sorry I do that. It's not because I'm angry, it's because I'm concentrating. So Kickstarter campaigns, podcast consistency, social media posts, it's all engagement. I hope to, and this is not a smart goal yet, I hope to release two books in 2025. That'll be Nightshade Unicorn 3 and 4. But again, I haven't started writing book 3 yet. So I am looking at my publishing schedule so far, I'm behind. But I think that once we get things more organized around the house, I'll be able to work more quickly. And that was true as far as like how to write a book. Once I figured out my process, oh man, I've sped up a lot. What else? So conventions. I'm going to conventions. I'm already booked for one in February. I'll give you more details about that later. Those details are already available to my Ko-fi backers via a secret Discord channel. It's not so secret now, I guess, because I just told you that it exists, but it's invisible unless you have access. But yeah, I'm going to a convention in February. I'm working on scheduling more conventions. I say working on. Last time I worked on that was a few weeks ago, and lately, again, it's the Kickstarter campaign interruptible by being consistent with the podcast. And soon I'm going to work in a little bit of writing. I want to write short stories. I want to write a short story per week. Probably not going to happen yet. Not till after that song. Yeah, I want to write short stories. I want to write seasonal short stories, because that'll be helpful to connect with people. When people are thinking about Christmas, when people are thinking about Easter, when people are thinking about Valentine's Day, I want to be able to provide them some entertainment that's relevant to that season. And these are all like raw thoughts, not yet developed, but the ultimate goals here are connection, and chronologically, I want to reach profitability, because right now, again, I mentioned that there are costs associated. I hired a cover artist. I purchased ISBNs. I purchased software tools to help me with editing and publishing and all that. And podcasting as well. I pay for Squadcast that I use to record my interviews. And so I'm definitely not profitable yet. After I reach profitability, I'm setting my eyes on sustainability, which means hitting my own cost of living, reaching my own cost of living so that I can do this indefinitely and not have to find a different way to make ends meet so that I can try to sustain this activity. I told you how to win book one. I'll tell you how to win book two. But before that, to kind of tie up the discussion of goals, and this, I'm stealing this from Brandon Sanderson's Stormlight Archive in book three, Oathbringer. The question is posed, what is the most important step a man can take? And the answer came to me immediately. And it's the first one. So with goals, with setting them, with... and again, I'm going to go back to the gardening as an example. We would like to lower the cost of feeding ourselves. And so we would like to have a more comprehensive garden. And that's going to take some planning. And that's going to take some learning. And that I have to, you know, hold the reins back a little bit and not try to plant every single crop that we want to grow in the first year. Because it's going to take some learning. So I'm going to plant some of the easier things. I know that peas are relatively easy. Carrots are super easy. And I'm going to keep it to not that many crops. I'm going to not complicate it too much because you want to start simple. Excuse me. You want to start simple. Otherwise, you're going to get frustrated and you're not going to be able to keep it up. So the most important step a man can take is the first one. And I hope we can all take that first step this year. And, you know, January comes around and we set... I have to insert this. We have to set... We don't have to. But a lot of us set goals. And we set our New Year's resolutions. As the year goes on and you miss a goal here or there, I'd like to invite you to take the Christian perspective that with Jesus, every day is January 1st. That sounds really corny. I know it does. But it means with repentance, you make mistakes. And in a religious context, you sin. But Jesus is always there, and he's always inviting you back. So with your goals, even if you're not religious, I want to help you invite yourself back. If you fail to meet a goal or a timeline, I invite you to open up your mind to the thought that every day is January 1st. Not literally, but it means every day you can decide today, you know, like they used to say a little more often, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Every day. You messed up? Great. That's okay. Learn something and get back up and keep going. So, to win book two, remember to win book one, you go into my Discord server, you answer the question of the week in the question of the week channel, and you guess a number between 1 and 1,000. If you are the winner for book one, you can try to win book two by guessing a letter of the alphabet. And if you guess this letter that I'm writing down right now, then, or you get the letter before or after it, then I will also send you book two. And it's that simple. It's that easy. And there will be more than just my books in these giveaways in the future. I'm coordinating with other authors, and I'm going to treat that as kind of my marketing budget, I guess, to look at it from a business standpoint, because I do hope to draw more engagement for the podcast, etc., for the whole platform. But yeah, there will be other authors' books that I will give away, and just keep listening in the future. Now, upcoming on the podcast, later today, I have an interview with author Justin Germain, and expect that episode on January 7th. Next week, I have an interview with fantasy authors Blake and Raven Penn, and beyond that, I'm going to interview Jonathan Petza, also another author. So keep coming back and we'll keep things fun. I'd like to thank you for your participation today. Thank you for listening to the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast, and I'll see you next week.